Joining us this morning, Joyce Davis from the Lorain County General Health District stopping in this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Well, I'm very glad to be here.
Here, move her up to the microphone a little more, Craig. I got to get, if you can do, is that possible there? Or
we can do anything here.
Now, you're in that chair that Craig was in sitting in before where he ended up with a leg cramp. So I hope it's not the chair that's giving you the cramp or anything like that.
Yeah, I hope not, too.
So we're talking about eating healthy and some choices. I see these kind of, you know, side-by-side lists.
Yes. Of course, March is National Nutrition Month, and nutrition is something that stays with us all year round. We all have to eat, and healthy eating is a very important part of good health and disease prevention. So that's why we're focusing on that this morning. And of course, what consumer research confirms is nothing that surprises any of us, and that's that people choose the food that they eat for the way it tastes, as opposed to, well, this is what's really going to be good for me overall. That's the leading reason that people choose it, the way it tastes. And we know things that, like salt and fat and those kind of things, make things taste good once we become used to it. So oftentimes the convenience foods that are out there really make things taste good and are handy. And what we're looking at is just having a healthy and balanced diet that includes nutrition and good taste. And sometimes we have to make some substitutes in order for that to happen. And so we do have all kinds of suggestions, and there are more of those available at our website, LorainCountyHealth.com, that will link you to other resources of things that you can do to make things a little healthier. So you have a very favorite recipe, and you may even know that it really isn't the healthiest, but gosh, you love it. And you really have decided that, you know, maybe it's like Craig, who's made a lot of lifestyle changes, and he's decided there's a lot of things I'm willing to give up, but there is one particular dish or several particular dishes that, you know, I'm not going to give up. And we actually encourage, don't say you're going to give something up for a lifetime. You either decide that you're going to eat it less frequently or very infrequently in some cases, or you can modify it to make it healthier. And some of the things that you can do to make recipes healthier and foods healthier are hardly noticeable. Some of the suggestions that you've been talking about this morning include, you know, the eggs, instead of using a whole egg, using two egg whites. You think you'd taste the difference of that in a recipe if there was two egg whites instead of a whole egg, that you'd know that yolk was missing?
Probably not.
Probably not.
You think you would, Bruce? Would you miss the yolk?
I will not comment on that until I have a chance to check it. I don't tell people that movie. That's a horrible movie. I haven't seen it. I don't know.
We should have brought some taste tests in and had you try them this morning. Right. You know, one of the old-time comfort food favorites for people is meatloaf. And meatloaf typically has breadcrumbs in it. An easy substitute on that is oatmeal, and that's one that I've been able to pass by my family, and they don't even notice it.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say pass on to your family. You said pass by, which includes some deception going on here.
Do you cook the oatmeal?
No, you
first?
Put the raw oats in.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
And then bake just like it, you and would everything add, is good.
Yeah. Well, the moisture, you know, when you add egg or milk or whatever you add to the meatloaf and the juices from the meat, then take meat.
See, Craig
and
has so his own meatloaf
it doesn't
recipe.
Look
well,
like
I
a bunch
do.
Of it does not look like a bunch of raw oats in the meatloaf in the end.
I want to try it. That sounds interesting. I've never done that. That
it's
sounds
a very,
like a good
it's
idea.
It's a very
though.
Easy one, and like you say, I think you could probably make that substitute that you wouldn't notice it.
Yeah.
Just. So, you know, also putting vegetables, and that's another thing. You can even do it with meatloaf, but maybe macaroni and cheese or something like that, that's a favorite that you're like, oh, you know, it's March and the sun hasn't been shining for several days, and I really would just like one of my old-time favorites. You could make your mac and cheese a little healthier by putting some vegetables in, some low-fat cheese, using skim milk. Those are all things that can be done real easily and make the recipe a healthier recipe.
Now you're looking across at Bruce Van Dyke, the master of mac and cheese.
Oh, gosh. And is it the healthy version?
I at my house tried to, we don't, whole milk, we go to down to 2%. The other day I bought 1%.
Uh-oh.
I have not heard the end of it over the every day. What is this milk? Why did you know, if I had taken the red cap and put the yellow cap on it, I don't know if anybody would have known. No, but, there's some parts of that you have to make the balance on it. But I can see you're talking about using certain things to add into the mac and cheese. Adding the vegetables, adding more bulk to it as well.
Right.
So that's the way to do that.
Just
sort of
all about adding more nutrition and in most cases less calories. And so it's just a matter of, you know, deciding which things you want to give up, what you want to make sure that you don't give up, and then making adjustments. But if you go to, like I said, LorraineCountyHealth.com, there is a multitude of suggestions of substitutions.
Something
that you can make.
Something as simple as white rice and brown rice. Is it that the brown rice has more nutrients in it?
Yes,
is
the brown rice has more nutrients.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. And I guess earlier I heard you all talking on my way in here about substituting the turkey for the ground beef, and that's something else that can be done, like with a meatloaf and. Maybe you wouldn't want to do 100% turkey, at least the first time, but half of it or a quarter of it could be turkey and the rest of it ground beef or ground chuck.
I would think a little planning is involved here, right?
Exactly.
Give it some thought.
Exactly. That's probably the most difficult thing about change overall, isn't it? Is planning, because we kind of get into our habits, and our habits are really easy to do. But when
and
we
some of us don't
change.
Like to mess with a recipe, you know, if you get a recipe that works well, that's the recipe you use, and if you start changing it, then you're thinking, is it going to change the recipe? So you kind of have to
that is one of the good thing about a lot of these substitutions, is that they've been tried by a lot of people, and they don't change anything.
Right.
Greek yogurt is another thing that can be substituted in a lot of recipes and has a lot more nutrition than like sour cream. And for the most part, I really can't tell the difference between this, you know, sour cream and the Greek yogurt when you use it in a recipe. But it gets that same creaminess and a little bit of tang and a lot less calories, a lot less fat, and more nutrition.
You talked about planning. You have a tip in here, which Craig and I have learned this a while ago, about cutting up, you know, take a few minutes, cut up a bag of vegetables, get it all ready so you have these sort of little vegetable bags.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Exactly. And you find once you have them all sacked up, and, you know, for one thing, they actually look nice because they're colorful. Vegetables, fruits and vegetables are colorful. So if they're all cut up and you put them in the fridge where, you know, you can see them when you open the door, it's pretty inviting and makes that change a lot easier.
Looking at the substituting for desserts, you know, talking about a lot of times different fruits are coming back in I guess people's consciousness of using those in as far as some sort of a dessert, whether it has to do with berries or any kind of things with, you know,
exactly.
Pineapple, things like that. And of course when you get real fruit coming back, of course that'll be when the snow melts and everything else is available at those markets. It makes for a lot of tastier desserts as well.
And we don't always have to think pie or cake when we're talking about desserts. Strawberries, instead of a strawberry shortcake or strawberry pie, work really well with some yogurt, or take and blend it with yogurt and freeze it and have sort of an almost like an ice cream kind of thing. Those are all things that really save you a lot of calories and add nutrition and are good to taste. And while we're waiting for the fruit to come in season, one of the recipes suggestions that I saw that I have never tried and am definitely going to try is just to put some chocolate syrup into like a coffee flavored yogurt and stir that up and freeze it, and so then you'd have sort of a mocha
Okay.
Frozen dessert. I thought that sounded really good. So those are just all some ideas. They can all be found at LorainCountyHealth.com. And I also wanted to make sure while we were talking about food that I shared some information about a farm market training that we're going to be conducting on March 26th. And this is for people who operate farm markets. And so right now they're not in business, but what, by late May we should see the farm markets opening with some of the early fruits and vegetables. And this particular training that's going to be at the health department on March 26th is for farm markets who are interested in accepting the SNAPS card, the supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits card, and as a method of payment at their market, so that people who have a SNAP card could then come to the market and pay that way. And a training for the market people is going to be held on March 26th. There will be one at 9 a.m. and one at 6:30 p.m. So you can call the health department at 322-6367 and make a reservation for that workshop.
Seems like more and more farmers markets are popping up. Different communities across northern Ohio.
Absolutely, because fresh fruits and vegetables are being promoted, and local fresh fruits and vegetables, and not losing the nutrition in the whole transportation process is there's a lot more emphasis on that. So it is very popular, and something that we've had for several years now is actually a farm market directory that is updated every spring. Like if you go on there right now, it will be of little use because most of the places won't be open, but we're in the midst of making arrangements to have that updated so that in June, when the farm markets are thriving, the local directory is up to date. And that local directory for farm markets can be found at livehealthylorainecounty.com. And if you click on the tab at the top of livehealthylorainecounty.com, if you click on local directories, farm markets pops up. I also, when I went on there this morning to make sure that it was still there, I saw the one for the local fitness and recreation centers. So I wanted to mention that also, so that if you're looking for a place that to exercise before it's nice enough to be outdoors all the time, and you're not quite sure where to go and where one would be handy for you, if you go to the livehealthylorainecounty.com. local directories and click on fitness and rec centers. That's also located there.
See too that beside the farmers program coming up in March, you've got another one. It's a busy month, and this one deals with wellness.
Yes, it's a wellness network for people who may have the job of being the wellness person either for their church or for their business. And Ridge Tool, who has had an employee wellness program for a number of years, is a part of the planning committee for the Wellness Network. And the first get-together of that group will be on March 27th at 7:30 a.m. from 7:30 to 9, and that will be held at Ridge Tool on Clark Street in Elyria. And anybody who is doing any work in the employee wellness area is invited, whether you're a seasoned veteran with lots of experience and have been doing employee wellness for a long time, or you're just new. There will be an opportunity for you to network with other folks who are doing the same kind of thing, and there will be a program where people are sharing some of the latest and greatest and that they're doing in employee wellness.
Sounds good. And of course, as you talked about the fitness, there's always those walks going on at the Splash Zone every Monday from 5:30 to 6.
Every Monday from 5:30 to 6. And we will, I know we're changing time. Daylight savings is changing this week, but yep. We will continue to walk indoors for the month of March and April. That's Mondays at 5:30 p.m. at Splash Zone. Walk-in doors, no charge.
Sounds good. Again, we were talking with Joyce Davis from the Lorain County General Health District, and you can always go to it's LorainCountyHealth.com to find out more about some of the things we've talked about today. Thanks for stopping, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Much.